WTBQ. Good morning, this is Jim Mazzetti. Welcome to the American Dream. We are here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. And wow, what a week it's been, to say the very least. A lot going on in the world as we're constantly hearing good, bad, and indifferent. But we're going to stick to the topics today because God knows nobody needs any more depressing crap than we already listen to all of every day here. So on a good note, remember, this is the this show is about entrepreneurs of Orange County, specifically Orange County. And I get to interview every week somebody new, somebody different, somebody who has put their put it all on the line to make it happen, to not only fulfill their dream and their aspirations, but to serve their community, take care of their family, and hopefully keep America going and making America great like it is today, and hopefully continues today. So with no further ado, my special guest today is Kenan Porter, a local boy. Good old Warwick local boy, as a matter of fact. Yep. Comes from a great family, the Porter family. We've been in this town for quite a long time. And Kenan grew up in Warwick, went to school in Manhattan College, a great local school. Actually, my stepson is going to Manhattan now. And then decided to, from there, kind of, I don't want to take all the good stuff away from you here, Kenan, but, you know, kind of started following your dream from there. So welcome this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. Yeah, it was, it's been a wild ride. It's been crazy. It's super exciting. We opened Clemson Brothers Brewery in Middletown this past weekend, so.
That's right. That was the ultimate, that was a big step from there, right?
That's the next, that was the next step here. Although we have other steps, in the near future that we've been working on the Clemson project for about 26 months now. So,
wow.
It was actually a big feat, over the weekend that we did get the doors open. But yeah, it's just been crazy ride. I mean, after school, it was down in New York riding a pedal bike. I was one of those guys on a bicycle on the side of the street that you were like, come on, get out of the way in Manhattan when it's already crazy enough, delivering stuff. That was awesome. And then from there, just continually building. I had a project in college called Spike Punch. It was a Capri Sun style pouch with two shots of vodka pre-mix ready to drink. My whole idea was Girls Gone Wild style across the country in college, selling these alcohol pouches.
That's how it got started. So you're in school, kind of, as everybody's listeners are following through here. So you're in school. Kenan's going to Manhattan. He's taking economics and business, correct?
Yep.
And then he came up with this crazy idea, as all us crazy college kids do. how do I get something going here? And you created this, like a punch drink, right?
It's a Capri Sun style pouch with two shots of vodka. I mean, it was a brilliant idea then. It still was. It wasn't that crazy. A lot of the big guys took the ideas now. Like Seagram's and all them have it.
Sure.
But it was just a cool idea because I like to fish. So growing up in Warwick and stuff, fishing was a big thing for me with my great grandfather. So taking that ice pack out, you could freeze it at night and then throw it in your lunch cooler, and then you could go out fishing with it, and it
there
was pre-mixed, ready to drink. So, and that's how I used to pitch it, just like that. But, during the process, I started to see different things in the beverage industry. I was in way over my head with that one because it was the liquor industry, and I knew nothing about it at that point in time.
Right. So sometimes ignorance is bliss, my friend.
It is. But it took 3.5 years to get it to the market. And at that point, you know, I have to move. I can't keep focusing on Spike Punch and believing in this dream. Not that I'm giving up on it by any means, but it was like, what am I going to do? Am I going to continue with finance and economics, or am I going to go into this beverage and really dive deep into it? And that's what I decided to do. I got a job working for a distributor down in New York, riding around on a pedal bike with beverage in my backpack, delivering to stores, selling to stores. In that time frame, I learned the business.
You are like what they call the essence of peddling products.
Yes, that's it. That is a good one right there. I was a peddler of products. But I'll tell you, I was in the best shape of my life.
I bet you were.
On the West Side Highway for lunch every day. And my wife says that to me today. She's like, you know, you're a little out of shape these days. You need to go back and ride your bike down in the city. Ultimate dig.
Well, I can tell you right now, sitting right next to you, you're not out of shape by any stretch of imagination. But you know, they're the inspiration too, obviously.
Oh,
right?
Oh God, she's my heart. She's my soul. She's everything about me. She's my core. She keeps stability in my life.
As they say, every great man is a better one behind him. Right?
We know that.
Right?
We know that all too well.
So here you are pedaling back and forth to Manhattan, and I was reading your bio, which I gotta tell you is just quite amazing. So you start out like you know, 80 customers and built that to like 500 customers pedaling this bike around
In New York. And and the whole idea was at that point, like, worst case, fail safe. Because us as businessmen, we always have to think of where we're at now, where we're trying to get to.
Right. What's the next phase?
Yeah. And God forbid anything happens, what do we do to make sure that we can adjust to the climate? So at that point, it was like, all right, I'm down in a financial district. Worst case, I'm gonna network on my bike
every second of the day, right?
And get up there to where I need to be, so that I'm not. If this fails, it's not complete failure for me,
right?
So, yeah, I was just working in and out from 34th Street down and knocking on doors and in a Korean-owned market. And
I saw that.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, but it was fun. It was an awesome time, wild ride.
Got a learning experience, right?
And honestly, being down in Manhattan, like, you just drive through there, or you're going down for dinner, or you're going down for the arts at the Paramount. It's one thing to just have a destination and then leave. But when you're in and out of the inner city areas on a bike, you get to see the most amazing stuff. I mean, it was just what Manhattan really does have to offer. We don't normally get to see it, but right, I got to see everything.
You got to absorb a culture that nobody else would.
It was awesome. It was the best time of my life down there. Yeah.
That's amazing. And then, so, you know, so after that, you decided to, okay, so what do I do from here? So what was your next step?
Well, the next thing was I wasn't making a whole lot of money in down doing that. So, and I was traveling from up here at that point.
So you were commuting back and forth.
Yeah, 4 o'clock every morning, hop on, to get my car down to Tuxedo, hop on the train, go down to Secaucus, jump in, get into Manhattan, and then take my bike. I would bring my bike down with me on the train, and then I'd go out, get off the train, and I'd start riding. I'd get down there at around 7:30. I'd be down there till 4. 4:30, hop back on the train and come back up. Do that every day, every day throughout the week. I mean, it was wild too, because during the winter months and the snow, I'm a guy that my dad brought me up, like, rain or shine, you get out there, you know, building houses. We had to be framing out in the rain or snow. So
it doesn't matter.
No, I had to drive all the way down, or get down to Manhattan in the snow. Riding a bike in the snow in the streets is not fun, but but get it done every day.
Exactly.
And that's what I did. But
there's no excuses, right?
No,
there's no calling in sick. Nope. There's no, nope. You know what? I don't feel good today. Nope. The weather looks crappy. Nope. I'm not going to do it.
That's it.
You get up and you make it happen each and every day.
So, and that's exactly right. And so for me, it wasn't like I was making a crazy amount of money. I said, you know what? I got to take these products and maybe I can get the rights to them up in my market up north, and I could go out on the weekend and make some more money. So that was how it started. Was I went to my boss and I said, hey, we're doing a good job with this product. I'd like to come down on Friday night. So what I would do is I'd take the train all the way back up. I'd grab one of my father's pickup trucks. I'd drive all the way back down to New York, and I'd load it to the ceiling in the box truck with beverage. I'd bring it back up, and I'd go out and sell it up here.
On the weekends?
Yes.
And so that was how KP Distributors was born.
That was it.
Interesting.
Yep.
That is just amazing. Yep. Well, listen, that goes so quick. You see how fast this goes. Guys, I got to tell you, what a cool interview. I feel like I'm looking in a mirror almost of all the crazy things we were talking off air, what you've done. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. We'll be right back here with Ken and Porter from KP Distributors.
Hey, Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
This is attorney Bob Krahulik of the law firm Beatty & Krahulik, the lawyer guy on WTBQ Radio.
Tune in every Thursday at 12 noon for the latest in legal advice and tips.
We're taking calls and giving answers to all your legal questions and issues on WTBQ.
Hi, this is Dick Robinson. Will you join me for 2 hours of the Great American Songbook every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
American Standards by the Sea, WTBQ.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti with the American Dream. We are here today with Kenan Porter, who is the owner of actually several companies. I'm not sure which one we're going to mention the most here, which one you prefer we talk about. Let's talk about, I think we should just mention Clemson Brewery, because that's in that your newest venture.
Sure.
But not forgetting how Clemson Brewery got to be.
Sure.
It came to be, I should say. And before we left, folks, we were talking about kind of the very beginnings, how Kenan got started here, going to school in at Manhattan, and then peddling products, beverages, all up and down the Manhattan. And then realizing that he could actually help expand the brand for his boss at that time, and took it to another level and brought it up here to Orange County, and said, "Okay, let me see, take my shot at doing it here and see if I can actually make it a go." Correct.
Correct.
And then that had to be no easy experience, though, or easy tide.
No, I learned the most about business at that particular moment.
Okay.
You know, we're going back in 2010 now, 2009, 2010.
Which, by the way, you know, the economy still hasn't recovered.
Oh, no,
yet.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Yes, it wasn't easy at all.
Right.
And it wasn't even just from pushing product, selling product. It was from everything, from employees, learning the ins and outs of the, you know, having employees.
Hiring employees.
Hiring. The growing pains of space. You know, I moved out of three different spaces because we just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And
oh, is that right?
Yeah. So moving out of spaces wasn't conducive to growth necessarily because it's
costly.
It's very costly. So, yeah, it was a wild ride there too. It's just been a complete wild ride.
Talk about a learning curve, huh?
What we did get out of that, though, that whole experience, was the fact that, okay, here we are, we're working, we're selling somebody else's product, and we can make and manufacture our own product. We have the experience from Spike Punch to develop stuff. Why don't we start putting together a plan for our own product? And that's where Savila Aloe Drink was born, which is the third company.
It's okay.
And that company right there, what we did was we brought in an extra 35 points onto our bottom line by producing our own product, because we had the distribution anyways. We had the customer base. So we overnight increased our profit margins, which that's what allowed us to leapfrog ahead and internally fund our operation.
Interesting.
And take it to the next level.
Now, if anybody doesn't realize what Avi... Can you say that again? It's an aloe drink,
yeah, it's
right?
Yeah.
And which I have had, and it's actually it's everywhere,
yeah.
Right? If you don't recognize the name, but it's just an amazingly smooth, very healthy drink for you. And it's funny you're saying this when I was reading your bio. That's a fairly new product.
Yeah, we launched that in 2009.
Okay, so yep. It's new, not as new as I thought, but I remember seeing it out there just recently.
Yeah, we're in right now, believe it or not, it's crazy, but we're in around 18,000 accounts in the Northeast, which is a feat. It's a feat in the non-alcoholic
beverage industry. Out of
Orange County. Out of Pine Island.
Out of Pine Island, New York, yeah. 18,000 accounts.
Well, yeah, and we go all the way up to Canada. Now we're exporting to three different countries. The business has grown. We're up 36% this year, which is...
That's outrageous.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
And listen, there's many companies. I'm telling you right now, and there's many companies that love to have that success story right here, right now.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's a cool thing. It's a cool, you know, it's the best thing about Savila, and for me, what's awesome about it is that I have a really awesome group of employees that work for that company, and they're just dedicated, diehard believers of that brand. And for me, that's cool because they're like family to me, mm-hmm. and that's what it's all about. When I'm out there working my butt off to create opportunity for people, I really enjoy people that appreciate the opportunity that they're given. And
they got your back.
They got my back. And it doesn't mean that everybody does, but you get that certain core group that does, and it makes you want to wake up every day and do it again.
And again, you know, you hit a good point. I mean, you're not just doing it for yourself.
No.
Right? Because I think that's a recipe for failure, period.
Absolutely.
Story, right? And so you're doing it because you have a duty, responsibility, and obligation for everybody that's with you. And I say, nobody works for me. They work with you.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah. People are saying, hey, you're the owner. No, I'm one of the workers. I'm one of the workers, because we're all working for the company. The company is the company.
One goal.
That's it. One goal. Yes.
And that's important. I think anybody's listening who's going to, you know, is thinking about running their own business or starting their own business, who even has their own business. You know, if you've gotten to that point where you're in that expansion mode, which obviously every company should always be in the expansion mode, because if you don't expand, you're going to contract.
Depending, I would say. I'd say depending. only because, like, for example, last year we had to slow it down, slow the growth down with Savila because we have to stabilize the company. So you get to a certain point.
Good point.
You want to stabilize. The big thing to anything in life is a foundation, just like building houses. And I always like to correlate it to my father building houses. If he doesn't build a solid foundation, then the house isn't going to last 50 years, 100 years. Maybe you get 20, 30 years. But to build that solid foundation, the house is going to last forever. It's the same thing in business. So sometimes you do have to slow that growth. And that's part of, I read a book one time and I forget the name off the top of my head, but it was revolved around saying no. And it's not horrible to say no. And don't ever feel that you can't say no. So maybe.
Which is very difficult as a salesperson.
It's extremely difficult, right, especially when you want to hit your numbers. But sometimes you got to slow those brakes so you can stabilize and make sure that what you're doing is solid, that it's
sustainable.
It's sustainable.
And you know, and I just want to clarify, so we're talking about the same thing. And I think what you're talking about is, listen, there's one thing to have a $30 million company or $20 million company or a company that does $100,000. The difference is profit.
Exactly.
Right?
Because you
have the biggest company in the world with zero profit, mm-hmm, and you have a company that's doing $100,000 or $50,000 is more profitable. And mm-hmm, I think that's what you're referring to, right?
Absolutely. And that brings me into the next point. Like with Savila, it's always been about, we've lost a lot of like opportunities because they want us to bring our margins down. And that's, you know, get better pricing. And it's right. Like, no, we don't sell on price. We sell on quality. We're a company that
believes. Premium brand.
We're a premium. That's it right there. Right. So, hey, you don't want to buy it? I always say this, sooner or later, you're going to buy from me. So we can start it now or we can start it later, but one day you're going to buy Savila. It's going to be on your shelf because that's just what it is, but we're not going to adjust our pricing.
Right.
Period. And that's because I have to make a certain margin on every single case that goes out there, and I can't go below what Billy DeLuca from Manhattan Beer says, the Mendoza line. You remember Manny Mendoza from the A's?
Yes, exactly.
The worst batting average in the history of the game. Don't go below the Mendoza line, he says. But yeah, you got to make money on every single case that goes out that door, and you have to make sure that you're making the appropriate money to cover all your costs, to cover all your overhead, and then you have to have that net that's at the bottom line, right?
Right.
For the company's growth, long term. But
well, we're business. We're not in a charity business,
right? Exactly.
Right, and that's the difference. I mean, we're in business to make a profit, to make sure we support our family, support our business, pay our bills, keep the lights on, and then be able to live the next day to move on.
And give incentive to everybody that works for us.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, because they work with us, not for us.
There you go.
And if their lifestyle is not getting better. And this is a crucial point, I think. If everybody's lifestyle is not getting better, then eventually you're going to have a turnover issue.
Yep.
Right. And or you're going to have a quality issue, mm-hmm, which I think you're totally referring to, yep, very much so. And you want to keep that service at its highest peak, mm-hmm, without giving away the store for no reason.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Not an easy task though, especially being, you know, just starting a company, very hard to do.
You got
to
sleep and sleep. Breathe everything,
it.
You know.
Right.
People say, "Kenan, had you know, how do you wake up in the morning, and how are you so sharp on every single point?" Because I get in my office and I'm like, blah 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 blah, like, and they're like, "How do you remember all this stuff? This happened a month ago, and you got all these things going on." It's because I'm dreaming it. I go to bed, and I'm thinking about all that stuff, and I'm literally having dreams about business. People laugh, but it's true. I'm dreaming about my business all day, every day. Making sure that everything has its checks and balances, everything's in order, and that we're going in the right direction.
Well, you're never off.
Never off.
Right, and I think that's the key point for any successful business, whether you own your own company or work for a successful company. If you want to be successful, listen, we're not saying you shouldn't enjoy the journey. Sometimes I think that word's used too well, too often for no reason, quite frankly. But success means different things for different people. And if you want to be successful, you got to live this. You got to live it. You got to immerse yourself in it, which you clearly have done.
When it's quiet, there's something wrong. I swear by that. When it gets too easy and things are going smoothly, you're about to hit something. There's a roadblock coming up.
You ain't kidding. Yeah. Well, I say the blank space on the calendar, evil.
Yeah.
Evil. Any white space
absolutely
on the calendar is evil.
Absolutely
stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, so here we go. You get KP distribution, and now you're expanding to 18,000 accounts all the way to Canada, and then, but you know, going through getting this entire ride, somewhere in here, you had to learn how to do all this marketing. How did you get your name out there? Was it did you continue with that peddling mentality, except you did it in a car, or picking up the phone, or did you take to social media? How did you go about doing that?
Actually, the funny thing is, social media, I grew up with social media, meaning like in high school and going into college, like social media, that's what it was all about.
It was
right?
Just actually born right then.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't use it though for my businesses at that point, none of it. And
okay.
Like now we'll get into that next with the Clemson. It works phenomenally, but with that
different design, though.
Yeah, a different design. For me, it was all about just showing up at the store, giving somebody my word,
so selling them a product. You went door to door,
business to business. And we would actually go and, like, down in New York, we would do a block. So if you're fixturing a block, it's a square, a city block. You're going from each block all the way around, starting at one point, going all the way around, ending at the other point, because there's stores on every side of the block. And then you go to the next block, and you just clock it out just like that. Hit every single store. It was a numbers game. But the big thing was knocking on a door, showing up when you say you're going to show up. Sometimes somebody would say no six times, but that seventh time you got it. And the feeling is overwhelming when you got that account for the seventh, you know, after going there seven times. But the key was,
oh my God, you're
talking to them and being honest with them and telling them exactly what you wanted, what your goals were, and that how they align with their goals, selling them on that dream. And then maintaining that vision, packing out the shelves, putting it near the cooler door, putting a sticker by that handle. So it's perception when people are coming in. Beverage 101, I like to call it. You know, coming in where people don't like necessarily it to be hard. They don't want to go down to the bottom shelf. They don't want to reach up to the top shelf. They want it right in front of them, chest height, by the door. Right. Put a sticker on the outside door, put a sticker on the floor, put a sticker on the cooler door. Now you're bringing them to the door, right? There's all these perception things that, from a marketing standpoint, we needed to...
You're putting down the breadcrumbs.
That's it.
Putting down right the breadcrumbs.
Right
to the cooler?
Right to
Savila. Man, what a... This wasn't taught in school, by the way.
No, not at all.
Right?
This little
marketing thing we're just talking about for the last couple minutes here about how to, A, determination, tenacity, which is clearly in you, not taking no as a personally. And I think this is an important point and key fact here. Don't take it personally. You know, people just not in the right mindset. You know, we all have stuff going on in our heads and in our days and so on and so forth. It just might not be the right timing for that day. But, you know, it didn't mean, don't take it, again, don't take it personally that they hate your product or they don't like you. It just wasn't the right timing. But never give up. And you clearly never gave up.
You can never give up. That is the key right there. And sometimes, like, people in my life and my business career sometimes say, Kenan, it's taking too long. This is, you know, you're going, you said we were going to be done by this time and we're not. But it's like, that doesn't mean that I'm not trying every single day to get it done by this time. There's variables that pop up and you...
It's called life.
It's called life, and you should appreciate the fact that I'm sitting here across from you explaining to you, like, all that we've done to get to this point.
Because I didn't quit.
Right. So if you want to go, goodbye, but I'm right here, I'm doing it, I'm going to make sure that it happens, and it always does. Our motto right now in the company and moving forward is, we just get the job done. We get the job done. No matter what it takes, we get the job done.
Let's leave with that. This is Jim Mazzetti. I'm having a great time here with Kenan Porter with Clemson Brewery, KP Distributors, and we'll be right back after this.
And caring for a home comes with a lot of to-dos. Tune up the furnace, clean the gutters, remodel the kitchen. Whatever your home improvement need, Home Advisor can help you find a pro you can trust to get the job done right. Go to updateyourhome.homeadvisor.com for instant access to top-rated pros in your area, including electricians, handymen, plumbers, whatever type of home pro you need. And Home Advisor is absolutely free to use. At Home Advisor, you don't have to search through a long list of pros. With just a few clicks, HomeAdvisor matches you with pros who provide the exact services you need. You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use the Coast Guide to find out what hundreds of other home projects cost in your area. And because HomeAdvisor knows it's important to find a pro you can trust in your home, they conduct background checks of their service professionals. It's just one of the reasons more than 25 million homeowners use HomeAdvisor. Go to updateyourhome.homeadvisor.com to find the right pro for your next project. That's updateyourhome.homeadvisor.com.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and cost thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
This is Marina Case, principal designer of the Red Shutters in downtown Warwick. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 noon and join me for The Style Show, a show about decorating, fashion, and fun on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
This little piggy banker ruined the markets. This little piggy banker foreclosed on homes. This little piggy banker had roast beef Wellington. This little piggy banker had none. This little piggy banker went wee, wee, wee all the way home in the Hamptons. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. because that's where the money is.
WTBQ weather.
We'll see mainly cloudy skies today. There may be a few peaks of the sun. There's a chance of a few showers. And our high temperatures should still get into the mild side, the upper 60s. Then tonight, mainly cloudy with the low dropping into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, look for clouds, then some sunshine. It'll be breezy and cooler in the mid-60s. Fair tomorrow night, down to the upper 30s. And mostly sunny skies on Thursday, but cool with a high right around 60. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Salima.
WTBQ.
We're back. This is Jim Mazzetti with the American Dream. Thank you guys for all listening. Remember, we're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. We interview entrepreneurs specifically from Orange County and their backstories and how they got here, why they do it, and why they continue to do it. And today is not unlike any other day. I am in complete amazement, quite frankly, of my meeting here with my friend here. Actually, I'm going to call the family. The Porters have been in war for a long time. And Kenan, you are quite amazing. It's been quite an interview so far. You're quite an inspiration for anybody that I think is listening out there. It's not an easy road, but it is so, so worth it. And it's a determination and not getting discouraged. And even when you do get discouraged, you know, pick yourself up. And listen, I'm sure you can understand this. It ain't easy sometimes to pick yourself up. Not every day is a rock star day. But at the end of the day, it's still up to you, right? And I can see that in yourself. And but you're excited. And you've kept this for a good 8 years now. You've been hitting it hard.
Sure.
Right? So we did this. Now we're... Savvy Law is now doing okay, doing very well. It's taking care of everything. So what's the next step?
So Clemson Brothers Brewery is what's been on the docket for the last 26 months. It's not just a brewery. It's a multi-phased project. It's really the parent company is Heritage Restoration Properties, because named it that because the Heritage Trail is going through to Middletown, which we need desperately in the area from Goshen up to Middletown. It's going to bring the youth and it's going to do all these things. So we have a nice chunk of property up in Middletown on what's going to be the proposed Heritage Trail on Cottage Street and Railroad Ave. So Heritage Restoration Properties is a property management company that is repurposing these buildings up there, which right now we have three different buildings on the right side of Railroad Ave if you're going down towards Tony Bapa's, but I do have plans to expand. So that company houses...
Now I know where you're at. Okay. Yeah.
Houses high-end residential Tribeca loft-style apartments, which they're gorgeous. We have four model apartments right now. It houses the brewery, and then the next phase that we're working on is a bottling and canning line and a 60-barrel brewing house in the back of the facility. So we're trying to manufacture a larger amount of beer from our 7-barrel system that's on the floor right now in the restaurant area.
Okay.
And we're also trying to bring Savvy Law manufacturing into Middletown, which we're currently outsourcing. So I would like to produce our Savvy Law aloe drink on the floor in Middletown on Cottage Street. Next door, the property is a 36,000 square foot building on Montgomery and Cottage and Railroad.
That's the whole corner block, right?
Yes.
There, yeah.
What we're trying to do there is put five retail stores down below with 15 residential loft style apartments modeled after the Clemson apartments up there. So complete mixed use section down there. And the city's been very great to us to help us obtain our goals. And I'd like to continue to roll that over. And there's formulations and everything that work to make that continue, right?
Well,
the growth.
Those are fabulous. And I tell you, I was just out in Colorado 2 weeks ago now. And besides obviously Colorado's claim to fame lately, but prior to that, I mean, those designs, those repurposing of those buildings has, you know, just inspired and created such a culture. And that's what it does, right? I mean, because you're creating a lifestyle of young people, young professionals that want to be in this area, that will stay in the area for quite a while, probably until they have their first child or second child, and even then after that. And I'll tell you, a lot of people don't necessarily want to mow the lawn 2.5 acres. I know I don't, and maintain that house. They love the ease of use. They can, you know, and the lack of maintenance and so on and so forth. And if you can create that culture, which obviously you're redoing it, and Middletown has come a long way without question. And I think the mayor's done a great job there. And now you're adding this Clemson Brothers Brewery, man, it might be just the icing a cake.
It's not only the Clemson Brothers Brewery, because that's awesome in and of itself,
right.
But I'm
it's
also
an attraction.
It's where you wouldn't believe it or not, I flew a couple people in for the opening this weekend, and I couldn't find a room anywhere. And I mean, nowhere. We called 15 places. There were no rooms available in anywhere around Middletown. So Chester, Goshen, Newburgh, Middletown, Port Jervis, everything was out. We wound up having to book at a place that I wasn't super fond of, but
right.
We got some rooms finally. But the fact, what that means is, and
that's
there's people coming in from out of the area. And I can remember this, growing up and going to Vermont for my entire life since I was 5. My parents took me up there a couple times a year, see the foliage, see the snow, whatever it was. We go up to Stowe, Vermont.
Right.
It's a family destination. Think about, what's that movie, the vacation movie with Chevy Chase.
yeah,
it's like that.
We
all pile in and we go every year up to Stowe, Vermont. But the point is, it's tourism up there. I've seen it from when Stowe was nothing
till today.
And if you've been up there,
sure.
It is tourism central for the foliage. And we're getting that in the Hudson Valley right now. And that is what's really spectacular, because that's coming from New York City, all those people. And instead of humping up to Vermont or Lake George, you can come right into Orange County, New York. You can get all your wineries. You can get all your breweries. You can get all these destination places. So
an hour away.
1 hour away. And you can take a train to it. Instead
that's
of hopping.
Better.
That's
right.
Exactly.
I didn't think about that.
So we've got tremendous potential up here. Middletown has tremendous potential. The next step is, one key point that you brought up is keeping the youth here. And then having them stay and have a child, and that youth stays. So
right.
How do we do that? We need to not only have different jobs and different things that are coming into the areas, companies that create opportunity for them to have a good, sustain a good lifestyle, but also there needs to be attractions for them to do. Heritage Trail is such a huge, 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 huge thing for Middletown. And I'm so proud of Joe and everybody else that's been pushing hard for this.
And Mayor Stefano's done a great job.
I mean, it's phenomenal how much energy he's putting into it. And,
yep.
And we need stuff like that, because it's creating a healthy lifestyle. So not only do we have the arts, which I'm also thinking about a craft coffee shop on site up there connected to the brewery. So we've got
this
whole—
You're going to create your own neighborhood, aren't you?
Well, what I call it, what I like to term it at, is my own economic ecosystem. So what I'm doing is I'm flowing all of the dollars in through whatever enterprises that I have for business-related purposes to grow.
Yep.
So it's my own economic ecosystem up there, and that's really what I'm trying to create. And yes, it is a new hub. It's a hub that's vacant right now. Nobody's has taken advantage of it. It's a phenomenal space.
Oh, like, it's amazing space.
It's
and enormous.
I was up there last night just sitting on one of the roofs just watching it, reminiscing about this crazy wild ride, right?
Yeah.
And it was
like,
just,
how did I get here?
Yeah, how did I get here? And then I think, I'm a forward thinker. That's what my father has always taught me, is you're here today. Where do you want to be? Like, stay focused on your goals, laser focused, and don't deviate too much from your goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting up there and I'm saying, you know what, in 10 years, I know I can do this. 10 years. I know what I can do in 10 years right here. And I'm looking at it, and it's pretty cool just to see it in your head. It's there.
Visioning it.
This is my piece of art right
here.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing piece of art.
Yeah.
And it's not small piece of art, by the way.
No.
You mentioned that one of the buildings is 80,000 square feet.
86,000. The other's 36,000. When it's all said and done between all the buildings there, if I can accomplish my goals, there'll be around 500,000 square feet of mixed retail, residential, and commercial spaces.
It's outrageous. It's so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great spot. I mean, and you're drawing, I think, you know, the foresight that you have, and obviously the family has as well, to realize just by picking up on little things. And that's what about being an owner, right? I'm a business owner, is like picking up on these little nuances that kind of push you in a different direction. But like you said, don't lose focus on where you want to be. Now, you mentioned, listen, that you realize that you couldn't get a hotel room in the entire area, right? A, obviously a lot of people come to the area. Mm-hmm. B, you know, we know we have to create jobs to sustain this way of lifestyle, which we're working on very hardly. And you got the hospital, you know, which is just down the road now, the teaching hospital.
Sure, Toro.
Toro College. I mean, it's just...
There's another college coming in, too, and AHC is turning over to a four-year school. They put everything in their by charter for that.
That's so huge. Enormous. Huge. Orange Regional. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, just actually just making me feel good, just so you know, so I can hold on to my house in Slate Hill. I'm holding on now. Thank you. I'm not bailing now. We're all good.
No, but, you know, it's Toro was in last night. We have an art event coming up on in October. It's a private auction, just non-for-profit. So I figured we'd take advantage of that, make sure people can, you know, buy different pieces of art at a lower price, and it goes to the students. But Toro students were in there last night. So, These are people that want to stay in the area, that want to get a job over at Orange Regional, and they want to participate in the community, and they're coming out just last night, third day in, and they're doing what they said they were going to do: support the local business, support the local economy. So
it seems to be a common theme now, too. I mean, we're just talking about the last show, too. I mean, there's such an outpouring now of buy local, support local, stay local, and people are just getting it. I think that finally the light bulb was finally gone off into everybody that lives in these communities. That, you know, listen, we don't have to shop at the big box store.
Nope.
We can support mom and pop, and listen, the money comes back into the community as opposed to going somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And you know, the more and more we do that, the more you're going to see the possibilities that you're creating, you and your business and your enterprises are creating, come around even more. Mm-hmm. And it's neat. I commend you. I mean, what an exciting interview, to say the very least. Listen, with that, we're going to take a quick break here. And this is Jim Mazzetti. This is The American Dream. We'll be right back with more from KP Distribution and Clemson Brewery.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and costs thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation, or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, this is Taylor. Have your second cup of coffee with me every Friday morning at 10:30 a.m. Learn the latest in news, gossip, health, entertainment, and of course, all about animals. WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
Hey, this is Joe Danz. Connect the dots in these challenging times with my Creativity and Technology for Business and Life show every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WTBQ, AM 1110 and FM 93.5. Radio worth listening to. WTBQ.
Welcome back. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. We are here with Ken and Porter of Clemson Brewery and KP Distributions. It's been a great morning interview here, to say the very, very least. And just to remind you folks, I mean, I always goof this up. I apologize, Ken, but if anybody has any questions or would like to ask anything of our guests, please feel free to call us at 845-651-1110. That's 845-651-1110. Or you can reach my office if you would like to, you know, entertain being on the show and have a story that may be inspiring or somebody should definitely hear. Please reach out to my office at 651-3070 and speak to Nick Napo. He handles all the scheduling, and if I don't direct it to him, he gets very upset because I make these goofballs and make my own schedule and I shouldn't be making it. But listen, that said, it's been a hell of a heck of an interview. Hell of an interview. You can say whatever you want, right? It's my show. Too much PC in this world, right? We're kind of talking that off air. So there is so much new stuff in the works here, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be on the air. You know, there's a lot of people asking, what success, and I ask this question a lot to people when I'm actually interviewing them on the financial planning side of stuff. What's your definition of success for you and your family?
See, people say, I mean, there's no doubt that I've done well from a financial perspective here in a short period of time at a young age with my businesses. But right. People say, oh, you're successful. And I say every day to them, I look them back in the face when they say that. And I say, you know, I don't feel success from that. That's not where I'm not successful in this area. When I finish all my businesses and everything's done and the whole thing is completed, well, then maybe I could say that there's
maybe
success.
Maybe you can look back then, right.
There's success there. But right now, that's not what's creating success. Success for me is when I tell people something and I look them in the eye and I say, this is what I want to do. Would you mind, like my wife, this is what I want to do. Would you mind if I did this? Or my dad, this is what I want to do. We should go in this direction. And I can accomplish it. Or my employees, this is the vision that I see, and this is what I'm selling you on, and this is what I want you to believe in. For you, for me, we're all working together. When I can accomplish those things for everybody, that's what success is to me. So success isn't necessarily from a financial perspective. It's not just from an interpersonal and emotional perspective or with my friends. It's when I can say, this is what I've done because I told you I'd do it. Well, then at that point right there, I feel successful. That's it.
And I can see that's definitely with you. It's in you. Everybody has a different definition of success and what it means to them, and that's one I've not heard before. Mm-hmm. And basically, listen, when it's done, and I said it's done, and it's completed to my satisfaction, then I'll feel like I've succeeded.
That's it. And right? It doesn't have to be with business. It could be with anything.
Oh, it could be anything. Anything. Anything in life, right? I mean, listen, I'm going to show up for dinner and I did it. That's success.
That's success right there.
Yeah. I didn't forget to make that appointment. Yes. We're all good.
Yes.
But you're making, it's impressive. And yes, you're considered a young man in this game that you're in. But I think it's also, let's not take this too lightly, folks. The people that haven't met Ken in here, he's all business. And it comes from a family that is all business. We know a little bit about your father. I was talking to my brother-in-law. Used to work for your dad when he was much younger, too. I think Pat was maybe 12. Kidding. But you know, it comes from, you know, we talk about this a lot. DNA has a lot to do with, I think, a lot of people that you see that have been successful, that know how to organize their affairs, that are hard chargers, and yours is no different. I think, and I give you a lot of credit for crediting your parents, and I think people need to do more and more of that. You have to be appreciative of where you came from and how you got there, and I think a sound family foundation, you can't buy that. You can't go to school for that. There's not a grant or a scholarship that can give you what your parents can give you. So all those parents are out there. My hat's off to you. Run hard with it.
And I'd like to just touch on that because my mom and my dad, they have given me so much over the years. I mean, I haven't always been as straight and forward thinking as, you know, when I was younger in my teenage years, my mind was all over the place. It really, when I started to turn 20, 19, 20 is where I started to hone in. And my mother never gave up on me. My father always stayed hard on me, didn't deviate from what that message was. And because of that, it allowed me to do what I do. It allowed me to get that stabilization and get that direction and right. Do what I do. And it's like, even to this day,
that foundation.
Yeah. I can ask my father for anything, my mother for anything, and they'll always pull through for me. And because they do that for me, I can do that for my child. And because they do that for me, I can do that for my employees. And because they do that for me, I can do that for my friends. And, right. And it just continues to flow through. So to me, my parents are everything. I would have nothing if it wasn't for them. And I'm extremely grateful for them. And I always have somebody to talk to. There's always that piece. And when that breaks, I don't know what's going to happen. When that's gone, you know, hopefully I'm mature enough. But yeah, no, phenomenal point. It's a huge thing.
Yeah. And you've taken it in to another level, my friend, I can tell you just by talking to you. And I think any person out there is going to start or thinks about starting their own business. And I'd say this a lot is that if you're going to take this leap of faith, and I think Ken and you can jump on this, you better make sure you have the support. Because if you think you can go ahead, and I'm not saying that there's not entrepreneurs out there that have said, I can do this all by myself, I need nobody, I don't need anything, I can make it happen. you know, again, God bless you, hoping you do it, but I think it's very, very, very important that you talk about these plans that you have with your spouse, with your family, whoever your supporters are, and make sure you have that backing, because it's not going to be simple. It's never going to be simple. As a matter of fact, if it is, everybody would do it,
right?
And it would take the fun out of it,
yeah.
Right?
So I was at an event. This is maybe 5 years ago now, and there was a speaker there, and he was talking about what entrepreneurs, the problems that entrepreneurs face. And one of the big things that stuck out to me was pride. And entrepreneurs are prideful. We want to, you know, as a business person, first there's entrepreneur, then there's a businessman. I separate the two. Entrepreneur is the baby step. You know, you're going out there, then you got to turn into a true businessman.
Right, it's the idea, then comes right into a business.
There you go. So so the pride issue is, or the pride is not, it's something that helps us, because we need to be prideful. We need to have that bravado. We need to be, this is
our ego.
Right, exactly. But we need to maintain that pride, right? We need to maintain that ego. We need to not allow it to get out of control. We always need to have checks and balances on it. And so, for example, a lot of business people small businesses, they'll run the risk of being too prideful, to have too big of an ego, and they're not able to grow because they're totally in control. They don't want anybody else to do anything. This is they can do this,
and they do it all.
Nobody else can do it. And that actually, no matter how good the business is, it will stunt your growth. You have to be able to delegate. You have to be able to have people come underneath you and trust them. That's
right.
I mean, that's the key. That's the key right there. So it's a big point that every business person, entrepreneur out there that's listening, that wants to grow their business, that wants to really scale it, you really need to hand the reins over sometimes in different departments and create a true enterprise that has different checks and balances and different processes and procedures. And at the end of the day, the ability to scale it, and that comes from support. There's no I in we. And I tell my team that every single night. A matter of fact, I have a team meeting with all my staff at the restaurant and brewery up there every night, and there's no I in we. We are helping each other. If the tables are dirty and there's somebody behind the bar, jump out there, get the table, so it's quality, right? We want quality in there. We want cleanliness and quality at all times. If Anthony's in the kitchen and the runner or the waitress is on the floor and it's a little bit slow, jump in the back, do some dishes. Like, let's make sure that we're all helping each other. That's just on this business, but on my sales side of the business with the distribution, it's like I'm hopping on a forklift, I'm packing out trucks, I'm going doing bank stuff. I'm doing sales stuff down in the city. I'm doing sales stuff outside of the country. No matter what I got to do, if I got to take the trash out at night, I'm doing that, because there's no I in we. We work together, and when you can accomplish that truly on a large level, then your people start to really see it, and it comes full circle. And that's the mentality in the company, and that's what the mantra, if you will, that allows it to grow and scale.
That's why you're successful, my friend.
Thank you.
That's why you're successful, because you're not too big for your britches.
No.
And you never can be. I mean, that's the instant failure of any company.
Mm-hmm.
When they start looking I'm too big for this, or this is not my job. Well, if you're the owner of the company, every job's your job.
Mm-hmm.
Every minute, every day.
And that's the key to being able to handle the business.
Sure.
Because you can handle every aspect of it.
Right. There's nothing you can't do.
There you go.
There's nothing you can't do. And, we used to say that when I owned the ski area, it was like there was not a position that I could not do. You would not want me in the kitchen.
Right.
But everything else, at least you knew how to do it. I always say it was enough to be dangerous. But you never had, I always say, the proverbial gun to your head. So if somebody decided not to show up that day, or something happened, or they couldn't be there that day, you weren't left in the weeds, or you couldn't make it happen. And that's, and that's important.
Mm-hmm.
As any business owner, you have to know, how can you teach or coach if you don't know how to do it?
Lead by example. Another number one thing that my father taught me, that, surround yourself with who you want to be like and lead by example. Those are two key things I can always remember being drilled into me as a child. Right. So,
well, you haven't forgotten them, obviously.
No, not at all. You got to lead by example as a huge thing. And people respect that. People in your enterprise respect you for that. And it's a big, big thing, is make sure that you can see every aspect. And especially even if there's, it's not only just from respect, but it's also from, you want to make sure that there's checks and balances in the company. If you don't understand how to work those books and how to see those numbers, and maybe you have somebody that's not necessarily the most honest person in the organization. You need to be able to see what is happening there. You don't want to just look at it from a top level. You need to look at it from a micro level and understand the very basics. Because business isn't that hard. It's as hard as it is.
I agree with you. You're so right.
It's really not that complex. I've never ran a restaurant before. It was a wild ride Thursday. I was at around 90% on certain things from a loss perspective, handling certain aspects of it. By Friday, we got it to around 40%. By Saturday, I was down to 10%. Sunday, we got all the kinks worked out. Yesterday, we were open, not one glitch on the floor. Everything worked perfect. So I got that business that I've never ran before, a restaurant and brewery.
Yep.
In 4 days, 5 days, I got it to a point where it's a very manageable situation because it's really not that difficult. My friend says, Kenan, you gotta do this, and this with at the end of each night. Well, yes, I do have to do this. And this, but this, and this, these are redundant tasks here because as long as I'm doing this and this, I can see this and this makes sense.
Right.
Let's not make it too complex and overbearing and overwhelming.
And not hoard all the jobs either.
Right, exactly.
Right. That's why you have key staff members,
exactly.
Which you've got to trust.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And listen, I don't want to run out of time here, and I always goof this up. So how do we find Clemson Brewery? What's your location? And you have a website that's up and running yet and phone numbers and all that fun
stuff? Yeah, clemsonbrewing.com is our website. Okay. You can find us on Facebook at Clemson Brothers Brewery. And then we're at 22 Cottage Street in Middletown. For those of you that know Tony Baffa's, that's a very old Italian restaurant that's
Can't
been
miss
there forever.
It, yep.
We're about two blocks down from there by the bus garage in downtown Middletown.
Okay. What days you open?
Okay, so right now, and it's new, but we're open Thursday to Monday. And we decided to be open Monday. No other businesses are open Monday. So I figured, let's experiment with it. Let's see how it does. No other breweries, for that matter, are open Mondays. So I figure, let's try it.
Okay. What are your hours there?
We're from 12 to 10.
Okay.
12 to 10. And the burgers, let me tell you something, the burgers are delicious.
I love burgers.
Yeah, burgers are good. So... truffle fries, burgers, nice small menu. In the future, probably around December, we're going to have thin crust, wood-fired brick oven artesian pizza.
Wow.
That's the next step on the menu. But right now, it's small plates and burgers and truffle fries. But they're good. It's not a fast food style at all. It's more of a gourmet burger.
And what more do you need than a burger and a beer?
A burger and a beer. That's it right there.
It's the all-American lunch
or
dinner. Well, listen, thank you so much. And congratulations on your newborn.
Yep, thank you.
4 months old.
Yep.
And name?
Olivia. Olivia Grace.
Olivia Grace.
Yeah.
As an angel.
She is.
You married an angel, so therefore you got an angel.
She is.
Right?
Yeah.
Listen, I want to thank you again for taking your time out of your super busy schedule, especially after just opening up this weekend. As tired as I know you are, man, you still have a ton of energy. So thank you for being on here.
I'll sleep when I die.
You're right. There's plenty of that.
Yeah.
So folks, remember, this is, thanks again for joining us. And those who listen, this is Jim Mazzetti with the American Dream. This is sponsored by Miles Wealth Management. You can find us at 845-651-3070 or www.mileswealthmanagement.com. And if you have any questions or, things you need and want some answers, please feel free to give us a call or go on our website and you can email us from there. Again, we've been around for a little while as well, 40 years. We've been doing personal wealth management. And the reason we do it, quite frankly, is people just like you. I love meeting successful people that love what they're doing, their passion's there, and they care about their family and their employees. You're probably one of the best examples of that I've had date so far. So thank you again. And so we'll hope to see you guys, listeners, next week. Again, we're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, and this is the American Dream. Be well.